We are Praise Church of Deliverance Ministries, and we are here in Fuquay Arena, North Carolina, and we're here this Sunday morning, as always, to bring you our Sunday morning service at Praise Church of Deliverance Ministries. Thank you for tuning in with us again this Sunday. As always, we thank you and welcome you, welcome everyone, family, friends, anyone that wants to hear the word, we welcome you, as always, to come in and be with us. As I said, we are Praise Church Deliverance Ministries. I am Pastor James Peoples. We are Prophets Pastor Callie Peoples. Our address is 525 Colmore Drive in Fuquay Arena. And we always give our phone numbers to anyone who want to call, talk to us, or get in touch with us. Prophet's phone number is 984-368-2942. It's 984-368-2942. My number is 984-270-3011. That's 984-270-3011. And I also want to mention that right now while I'm doing it as our opening, that we are on Roku and YouTube, as well as all the other like Facebook. We're always on Facebook. And we're under Fivefold Network with Apostle Alice Cross. Apostle Alice Cross. Fivefold Network. Not the number five. You go in and you download Fivefold Network. Roku or YouTube. And once you go into that app, you will see us probably first. And our Cash App is, we're starting to mention that in case someone wants to send us a donation to our church. $5PraiseChurch10. That's $5. Praise Church 10. Thank you, God, for letting me get that out of the way first. Because next is our morning prayer to the Lord. Thank you, God, for our life, our health, and our strength. Thank you always, God, for seeing to us that we be alive on Sunday morning to do your service. Worship. Praise you. Thank you, God, for letting us live. Can't thank you enough. Dear God, thank you for being here. Just thank you. Just we're supposed to thank the Lord always for everything. Everything he do for us. Supposed to thank God. Give him gratitude. Thank Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for everything you do for us. Dear God, we thank you for our church. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you, God, for our families, our friends, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Thank you, God, for letting us have possessions in this world. Because everything we have, you have given to us. Without our life, health, and strength, which you give us, we cannot have anything. We cannot have nothing but lay, and wait on Jesus to come. Lay down and wait on Jesus to come. Dear God, we thank you for giving us the strength every day, every morning. Thank you for waking us up this morning. My body, I was a little slow getting awake, getting up out of the bed, but once I got up, I'm awake and I'm ready. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our past, our Bishop, Bishop Gilmore, and First Lady Faye, for being over us, seeing to us, worrying about us, thinking about us. Thank you, God, for our Apostle, Chief Apostle, Williams, in Waynesboro. But I think he lives in Pinehurst, Pine Bluff, North Carolina. But we want to thank you for them anyway, God, for being with us, having us with them. Thank you. God, give us blessed traveling mercy this morning on the highway when we go out. It's dangerous out there on that highway, Lord. Dear God, be with us always. Every time we step into to the car, to move it, to go, think about us, Lord. Think about us when we travel on that highway. We need you right beside us. Thank you, God, for all the churches, all the people we fellowship with. Give them strength this morning, Lord, to press on, have church praise and worship you. Dear God, we just thank you for everything. Can't thank you enough. Dear God, we want to repent of our sins this morning. Everything we have did wrong, said wrong, thought wrong, or acted wrong in some way. For we don't know all the sins, and we don't always know that we are doing a sin. So therefore, God, we ask you to repent of everything we have did wrong. Everything. We repent. So dear God, be with us, Lord. Help us not to get in our hearts and our mind, and stay with us, Lord. But we have to keep our mind on you. So we ask you, dear God, to keep your mind on us. Bless the ones that are sick this morning, ones that can't get up out of bed. Bless them, Lord, that they'll get up and rise up. Bless the ones that are in homes under convalescent care that are not able to rise up. The body not working, the limbs not working. The ones that have had limbs taken off, the ones that have really bad sicknesses and diseases and can't get up and can't move around. Bless them, Lord, that they one day can come to church and worship and praise you. Thank you, God, for everything you do for us. Once again, over and over, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for our life, our strength this day. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. We worship you. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you, God. That was our morning prayer. Thank you, God, for life, our health, and our strength. Next is our call to worship. Call to worship. Oh God, your grace has abounded to us so that in all things, at all times, we have all that we need. Thank you for shelter, food, clothing, transportation. Thank you for providing so generously. Teach us to be more generous with you. Oh Lord, may these gifts truly represent our consecration to your service. As we are increasingly prosperous, may we increase that which we return to you. In presenting this offering, we also present ourselves. Dear God, the cattle on a thousand hills are yours, O God. The earth and everything in it. Thank you, God, for, as I said it once again. Now may the God who gives At the invitation of Christ, we come, dear God, to wait before your throne. We stand here not in our own righteousness, but clothed with the righteousness of Jesus. We have received your grace, and our hearts are warmed by your Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name, dear God. We come before you through Jesus, our high priest. How grateful we are that he lived among us and sympathized with our weaknesses. Through him, we approach you with confidence to receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Accept our worship today, dear God, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that was our call of worship. Now I'm going to read our affirmation of faith. We always read this to let everyone know who and what we believe in our church. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. We believe that Jesus was conceived through his mother, the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Ghost. And on the third day, he rose from the dead after they crucified him, and he gave his life that we will be forgiven of our sins. And if we repent and believe, we will have eternal life. He ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of the Father, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Amen and amen. Thank you. That's our church affirmation of faith. As I said, just reread that. Let people know who's tuning in, who and what we believe in. The Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Next is our scripture. Go ahead and read our scripture right quick. I'm going to read Psalms number 16, and it's got 11 verses. It's called Joy in God's Presence. Starting at number one, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellence in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offered of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That was Psalms 16, 11 verses, and the word is always blessed. That was our scripture. Next is our offering. And I just want to say, thank you everyone for tuning in this morning. So far, I see my niece, Aretha. Good morning, Aretha. And she's the only one I see on the thing right now, but She's very faithful to us. She always listens in. She's very good. Glad to have you, niece. Glad to have you, Aretha. We pray for you all the time. Pray for us in your prayers also. Glad to know you're there. Glad to know you're alive and well. And I hope your family are too, your boys. Offering. Dear God, we thank you so much for our offering this morning. Thank you for the offering to help in our upbuilding of our church. Bless the ones that gave. Bless the ones that did not give. Bless the ones that didn't have to give. And may the ones that gave their offering be double, triple back to them. So, all right, that was our offering. Next, are you ready, prophets?
Yes, I'm ready.
Praise and worship, and the prophets is coming to conduct praise and worship. There you go, right there. Right here. Come on.
We give God the glory this morning. We're so grateful and thankful to be in the land of the living, totally dependent on our Lord God and Savior to take care of us and help us to do whatever we do from day to day. Because we realize without him, we are not doing anything. And we are grateful and thankful on this morning for the service just for. And he coming in, taking over because we love him very much and we need him in everything we say and do. Because we realize without him, we are not doing anything. And we're grateful and thankful, and we love you all as well, and thank you all for coming in. To God be the glory being with us on today. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lame. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. God is the same God today as he was yesterday, and he don't change, and we thank God he don't. Do we be in trouble? We're so grateful and thankful this morning. Hallelujah. So let's come on in and praise the Lord and thank him if we can. He's worthy to be praised. To God be the glory. He is in charge, and we're grateful and thankful today. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Said I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on for my Lord. Yes, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I promised him that I serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. give God the praise and honor and glory this morning, because can't nobody do me like Jesus. I don't care what you're going through or what's going on in your life. You just got to trust God and depend on him, because can't nobody heal you, save, or deliver. But y'all be encouraged on today, and we love you very much, and we thank God for those songs of praise. And I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Pastor People. Let everybody say amen.
Amen. Thank you for those songs, prophetess. And to keep things moving right along, we're going to bring her right back so she can do herbs and her current events. And after that, it'll be his introduction to speaker.
To God be the glory. We love y'all this morning and appreciate y'all so very much. You are somebody, and God don't have no respect to person. Y'all be encouraged out there. To God be the glory. We're grateful and thankful to have a part of doing anything on today, even God waking us up this morning. We're just so grateful and thankful. And we're going to go on into our herbs. Hallelujah. He is in charge. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The Bible said when the praises go up, the blessings, come down. To God be the glory. And that's what we're looking for, God's blessing on our life to help us and keep us too. To God be the glory on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our herbs. Hallelujah. Our herb is, to God be the glory. Y'all hear me about it every Sunday. Herbs is for the healing of the nation. That's what God has made them for. Hallelujah. He got other healings through synthetic medicine, chemical medicine, therapy, and everything, operations. But God has made this for the healing of the nation. If you just want to take something natural, it's a natural medicine. To God be the glory. Okay, we're going to talk. Echinacea, I believe that's what it was. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. The herb Echinacea, to God be the glory. I'll tell you the things that it does for you. It boosts immune function. It relieves pain, reduce inflammation, and it helps you with hormonal things that you're going through in the hormonal area in your body. Antiviral and antioxidant effects, hallelujah, getting all the radicals and things out of your body that's no good for you. It helps fight colds and flus caused by viruses or bacteria. Some research shows that Echinacea plant contain chemicals that help your body create white blood cells. When your upper respiratory tract, nose, mouth, and throat becomes infected, these white blood cells work within your immune system to fight infection. It may help minor infection disappear. To God be the glory. It treats urinary tract infection too, ear infections and wounds, cuts that are slow to heal. For people with Echinacea cream, it has some cream you can get in it. It will help soothe irritation caused by eczema, and it helped build up the protective outer layer of skin. It comes in pills, juices, or creams. Do not take it for more than 2 weeks. To God be the glory. We thank God for Echinacea today. Hallelujah. Another herb that comes from God to help us. To God, maybe you all got something out of it that will help you. Hallelujah. All righty. We're going to go on into our current event. We thank God for our herbs today, but now we're going into our current event. Okay, we're going to talk about New Orleans today, a very big place. Hallelujah. God has made on this earth that you can go and enjoy yourself and do things there. And I hope to go down there one day myself, because it's beautiful down there. To God be the glory. Okay, the nickname for New Orleans, to God be the glory. It has a nickname, to God be the glory. I believe I forgot to write what it was. Oh, God. Okay. Well, we'll pass that one. Okay. Transportation is you can ride on bike. People be concerned about transportation when they going in to visit or tour a city. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Transportation, bikes is one of them that you can ride. You don't have to just go in, but you can go in a car, truck, or whatever, but bikes, they do a lot of bike riding. You can explore the city from the Mississippi River. I didn't even know it was near there. To God be the glory. You can rent a bike, like I said, get on a ferry. You know, a ferry is a boat, so you can get on one of those and ride through there. Hallelujah. The tour of the city as well. Uh-huh. To God be the glory. And you can go high and catch a cab, too. God, you can. There's so many ways of transportation. I'm telling you some of the ways of transportation that you could get if you went into the city. As a fun way to get around in New Orleans, you can even get a limousine, too. Uh-huh. And you have limousine companies, and then you have your cab companies, too, like I said. To God be the glory. Going to the airport, public transportation, you can ride a shuttle. To God be the glory. Uh-huh. And you can get bikes and walk, or a wheelchair can even go, a scooter, anything. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We give God the praise for New Orleans today. Hallelujah. Another beautiful city that God has made on this earth. He made so many beautiful cities. To God be the glory. Okay. You can go to New Orleans on the train. You can ride the train. You can ride the horse and carriage. Ain't that something? You got so many beautiful ways, even old ways like the horse and carriage. You could get one of them and ride them. Uh-huh. Then you could ride the riverboat company. You could go to them and get one. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. To God be the glory. And it's known, if you were going through there and you wanted to know something to do or why you there, it said it's known for its music, Creole. It has Creole music. To God be the glory. And they got great Creole cuisine food, too. Uh-huh. To God be the glory. You could go to places and get you something. And then they have celebrations and festivals. You can imagine that down in New Orleans, because that's near, hallelujah, it's down there near Louisiana, and it is Louisiana in the sense, to God, Mardi Gras and stuff, all that stuff down there, uh-huh, and noticeable, hallelujah. The cost of living is low there if you are interested in going there to stay. To God be the glory. That's good to know. I wouldn't have believed that, but it said the cost of living is low, uh-huh, all right. Okay, it has a lot of things that come from Vietnamese. Must be a lot of Vietnamese over there or something. They have things going with that too. Uh-huh. And it have 22 poor boy shops where if you don't have a lot of money, got 22 of them. They got a bakery. Hallelujah. And if you like rice and red beans, they have plenty of that. To God be the glory. And they have crispy fried chicken, some of the things they eat over there, to God be the glory. And they also eat Jamaican stuff, too, to God be the glory as well. Uh-huh. We give God the glory for that today. But that's just a little bit of what you would have a touch of if you went into New Orleans, to God be the glory, and looking to enjoy it and have a good time. Then it's a very pretty good side place. To God be the glory. We're grateful for that. I've seen pictures of it on the TV, and then the studying of it. I'm learning about it. Giving y'all a little bit of it this morning. To God be the glory. We're so grateful and thankful this morning to have all of you. Hallelujah. Okay. At this time, I'm thankful for those two. Hallelujah. The current event and the herbs. And I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Pastor People. Everybody say amen.
Thank you. We're learning more and more every Sunday about the current events. New Orleans, down in the south. Okay, got that going on, got that finished. Our preliminaries are finished. Next, we're going to go on into our word, and we're going to ask the prophets to come back with her word today. It's her day to bring us the word. She has something very good, I know, and interesting. So just listen for a little while, and you'll learn something.
Excuse me. We're give God the glory, honor, and praise, and we're so thankful and grateful this morning for his word. The Bible tells us we're healed through the word. Hallelujah. God, and he cleans us through the word also. He help us to live right and obey and do the thing we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. The Bible said, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, that we will come to be the people that God would really have us to be in everything we say and do. That's to God be the glory, obeying and doing what he said and trying to do all we can to help as we go and everything else. A lot of us don't know that. I ain't talking to y'all that already know these things because you live for them and you know yourself because you're doing it yourself. But I'm talking to y'all, but I'm letting you know some information, but I'm still talking to those that have not received him yet or don't know him good. To God be the glory, because God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised, and he don't make no mistakes. Everything God do is good. And I'm going to go into prayer. Precious Father, in your name, Jesus, give me the words to say to your people and what they need and what we need as well to help them to live right and obey. We love you very much and thank you for your spirit coming in, taking over in all we say and do, even in life. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. What we're going to talk about today, ignorance and isolation. That's what we're going to talk about. When God give us something, we go on and put it out, and he always give us how to preach it or what to say or give it to you all and giving it to ourselves as well. We thank God for this. This is something that, you know, just don't know what he going to give you next, but it's to help us all to get to heaven if we learn to take whatever he send through all your leaders and people everywhere. Ignorance and isolation. To God be the glory. God says people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge. That's what ignorance is. When you don't want to learn about God and you don't want to, you're not trying to reach out and know nothing about God or nothing, but just going about your own will and your own way. To God be the glory. And then stand to yourself. That's all part of this. Why I say ignorance and isolation. Isolation is when a person go away from everybody. Don't have nothing to do with nobody. Be going on their own, doing things and saying things, and don't even go out and do social things or anything like that. Don't go out there doing nothing and wanting to be intermingled with nobody else, just doing things they self and go to the self, which is very dangerous because the word of God said, don't give no place to the devil. When you do that, because he told us when we come together to strengthen and build one another. You might tell me something that could help me, and I might tell you something that could help you. So if we isolate ourselves, which is to God be the glory today, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be ignorant like that, separating ourselves from God. Hallelujah. He told us to be ye separate and come out from amongst them, but sin and doubt and fear and things out there in the world that's going on contrary to what he tells us to do. But we got to learn to stay together because where there's unity, there's strength. I'm still talking about, to God be the glory, ignorance and isolation. We'll isolate ourselves from people. If somebody do something to us, we hold a grudge. And isolation and ignorance is about a lot. To God be the glory. That's why I'm talking about ignorance and isolation. To God be the glory. We take our way self away from somebody, maybe it's done something to us or something, and then there you go, you getting iniquity in your heart. Sin is coming in. See, we have to be so careful. We have to forgive no matter what people say or do. The word tells us to forgive what people say and do to us. Do you find yourself holding a grudge and you find yourself letting it get in your heart to turn to hate? And that's something you don't want in your heart is hate. Hate is terrible. To God be the glory. We give God praise. Today, hallelujah, and God giving me how to give y'all this word on this morning, hallelujah, ignorance, God said he wouldn't have his people to be ignorant. That's stupid. You don't want to be stupid. That's what ignorance is. If you be ignorant, don't want to obey the word of God, don't want to learn the word of God, that's lack of knowledge. How are you going to learn God if you don't study his word and learn his word so that you won't be ignorant? You don't know things. That's lack of knowledge, not knowing things. You don't know how to carry out things and how to do things. But then the devil brings in isolation to separate you from it. That's why the two go together, ignorance and isolation, because he try to pull you away from doing. All of us try to get us to get away when people do thing to us, say thing to us, or thing don't go like we want to. He try to help and want us to be ignorant. But God told us he wouldn't have a stupid and ignorant like that. We're not stupid people. God people is intelligent. I tell you right now, we don't go around with grudges and acting all funny and trying to run somebody else's life. We be trying to work on our life as well as helping others. That's what we be trying to do. Well, and how can you do it if you don't know it? Because that's what ignorance is, a lack of knowledge. And you got to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To God be the glory. That's the only way we going to know God is study his word. That's why I told y'all earlier, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby, and you'll get knowledge to help you to know how to live right, how to act. It's all in our behavior too with it. It ain't just what we say, it's in how we act too, how our attitude is. Ignorance comes out in our attitude if we don't put God in it. So that's why the Bible tell you, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And he'll give you what to say, what to do, how to carry things out, how to act around people. Even if you don't feel good sometimes, you'll still be smiling and doing what's right. That comes from God, hallelujah. And you're not looking into the past, you're looking in the future. Because God told us he got our future in his hand. So we have to be careful of the devil trying to have us looking back. Hallelujah. We don't want to look back. We want to go forward into greater things. Because he told us that we would do a greater work if we obey him and do what he said. And there's plenty of work to be done out here. Hallelujah. Because every man, woman, everybody that's born that got God's spirit, you're going to have to bring some fruit for. And you're going to have to do it. And you can't be ignorant. Do it. You can't be stupid. God will show you how to carry out things and how to do it. That is very what ignorant mean, and isolating yourself just cause something don't go right or somebody don't say something right, and you go get up in a corner and you go in your house and sit up in there moping and groping about what somebody done to you, and then you let loneliness come in because life trying to run your own life instead of letting God run your life. I'm still talking about ignorance and isolation today. We don't want to do that. Hallelujah. We want to press forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling. I don't care what go on in our life. Don't let the devil stop us, because I be fighting him every day myself, getting him off of my back, letting him know I'm not going your way. I'm going to do the things that God told me to do. So you might as well to shut up. Hallelujah. And he come to you over and over again too. Hallelujah. Don't think just because he come one, he'll come again, because he's trying to get his point over, and that's the way we supposed to do. That's why we got to read the word of God and pray and obey God and do the things he tell us to do, so we won't be in ignorance and isolation. We won't be pulling ourselves away from God, people. We'll come together in unity, and we'll come together in strength, helping one another. The Bible tells us we are more than conquerors through God, and we ain't got no reason. We should have joy in our heart, be happy about life, everything we go through, not trying to pull away from each other, because one makes a mistake, all us sin and come short. Ain't none of us that don't come short of the glory of God and obey him like we should. That's why we have to examine ourselves every day and check out ourselves and make sure we're not living in ignorance, we're not being stupid, thinking we know everything, and we ain't got to read the word of God, and we ain't got to learn about God, and we ain't got to have God. Hallelujah. That's the worst thing you can say or do, because all us need him. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, to keep ignorance and isolation from our heart and our mind, even in lonely time. I know a lot of you are living out there. You might not have a husband. You might not have a wife. It might be a child or son don't come around like this should. See about you, hear from you. But you got God. God said he never leave us or forsake us. And we have to go on. And even though they might not come when we want to, act like they supposed to when they come, we have to talk to God and keep ourselves in the right way and make sure we don't get caught up in our ignorance and isolation. To God be the glory. That's a wrong thing to do. The devil thrives on our ignorance of the word of God to deny people. And it stops us from bringing the blessings in our life when we are ignorant like that and isolated. That stops us from getting the blessings we should get from God. Okay. Hosea chapter verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. 4. If you want to look at it and read it, it's the 4th chapter of Hosea. He was a prophet. Verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And you don't want to be destroyed because you don't know how to live right or do right because you won't read the word of God. Hallelujah. You let ignorance come in telling you that you don't need him and you can do it yourself and all that and self trying to lift itself up and take over in you instead of you willing to learn and trust God. He told us to trust him in all. He said, seek his kingdom first and all these other things will be added. And we got to remember that because God is first. He's first in our life. The Bible said in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God. Jesus was even there with God from the beginning. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. We didn't do nothing. So that's the one that we get our knowledge and wisdom and understanding and everything from. And we need to cry out to him for help that we'll ever be the person by doing that. Let ignorance, stupidness get out of our life. Hallelujah. When a person say that they don't need God or they don't need to learn about God, they sick, you sick, and you can get sick too. I'm gonna tell you about that too by doing that. Ignorance can destroy social harmony. See, even in a whole nation, it will destroy social harmony. You know, harmony means coming together. Ignorant person refuses to acknowledge the things that's really going on in life about him and about everybody else. Yourself, to God be the glory. So we have to get self out of the way. Like I most of the time tell people, vain glory and attitude. We got to make sure we put old self down and walk in the spirit like God said, and we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Even in our thinking and everything, our going out or coming in, everything we say and do, we want God to be in everything and everywhere and everything we say and do and we perform in life. To God be the God. Okay, when you're isolating, going along, to God be the glory with ignorance, you're shutting oneself off from the world. That's what you be doing. Shutting yourself off from the world. That's just like ignorance. Because if you don't get in that Bible and learn how to live right and how to do right, you're shutting yourself off from life itself. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And his way is the way. See, ain't no other way, not your way. Because our ways are not good. Hallelujah. We sin and come short because we were born of the flesh. Hallelujah. But that's why the Bible tells us to walk in the spirit and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh and do the thing that God told us to do. So we don't want to shut ourselves off from the world and be ignorant like that, not wanting to. See, that's why those two go together, because you're shutting yourself off from people and the world and stuff, and then you're being ignorant, not wanting to get into what you can learn through the word so that you can live right. It's the same thing, to God be the glory. That's why the Lord told me to talk about ignorance and isolation, because people are doing that, and some people even end up committing suicide because they stay in the house and let the devil talk to them instead of reading the word and getting with somebody and doing something and enjoying life. Some millionaires are like that, killing themselves and stuff. And they ain't got all the money they need to do anything. But if you don't get God in your life, that shows right there that you need God. I don't care how much money you got or whatever. Hallelujah. We need not to be ignorant. God don't have us to be ignorant. Shutting God out, saying we don't need him and we don't need his help and stuff and don't want to learn his way. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And it's the state of feeling alone and without help. A lot of people like that. That's a bad feeling. It's a depressing thing to be like that, to feel like you don't have no help. Okay, let's go to the Proverbs. A man who isolates himself, this is what the word of God says about it, seeks his own desire. And he rages against all wise judgment. He don't want to hear nothing wise. Hallelujah. And he don't want to hear it because he don't read it and get the knowledge that he need. Hallelujah. He's in ignorance. To God be the glory. And he's isolated and he's not getting what he need to be what God would have him to be and achieve the things in life that he would like to be. To God be the glory. Or like to have. To God be the glory. Okay. Okay. And we go back, knowledge can cause lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. That's what ignorance is. It causes you to have low self-esteem. People with low self-esteem. I don't look good. I ain't doing good. Ain't nothing going forward right in my life. Hallelujah. If you get God, God said he's the way, the truth, and the life. He'll bring you up out of that state and help you to see yourself that you can do better. You can have more things. Hallelujah. And that you're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through him we are. To God be the glory. And your self-esteem being low, we have to work on that. Hallelujah. Because Satan try to mess with all us with that sometimes. sometimes, but we have to go for it. He try to bring it in one way or the other, but we have to knock him back and tell him to get out of here and shut up and leave us alone and keep looking up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lifting up your eye to the hills, like David said, from whence cometh your help? Because that's where all our help come from, no matter what Satan bring or whatever he do. It can cause heart disease, and stroke, being like that. Hallelujah. A person that, hallelujah, don't like knowledge, and they don't want, to God be the glory, to know what God is telling them, and isolating yourself like that. Hallelujah. Because that those two work together there a lot. Hallelujah. Because you ain't getting nothing if you isolate yourself. You to yourself and ain't nobody there to talk to you or say nothing to you, encourage you or nothing. And you sitting all alone by yourself taking in any, everything that the devil said. That ain't going to help him. He can destroy you. Hallelujah. The Bible said the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But God said, I have come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. He said more abundant. He didn't just say abundant. He said more abundant. You can have more. Hallelujah. Some of us sell for less because we won't obey God and seek his word and learn the things that he really wants us to do in life. We be in self, but we go our way. Our way don't curse. No way but the hell. It's God's way. That's who we got to stay with, God, and learn his way and how to be in. And when the devil bring, hallelujah, those things to us, isolation, hallelujah, and put ignorant, stupid things in our mind, saying God ain't God, and I ain't got to learn about God. I don't need to know about him, and ain't no use to me doing nothing, and stuff like that. That isolation, hallelujah, runs right together to God be the glory with ignorance. Hallelujah. And that's why God gave me to talk about it. We want to elevate. That song said, elevate your mind. Let's go high in the Lord. That's what we need to do. And the children of Israel, that's why they didn't make it into the promised land, because they kept on letting the devil talk to them. And they did what he was telling them to do and kept on doing idols and worshiping other God, even though God showed them miracles and everything. And some of us is just like that today, but in a different way. But we still doing the same thing the children of Israel did. We're not obeying God. We're doing what we want, and we're looking to ourselves. Self don't care you nowhere but the hell. We got to get rid of self. Our three worst enemies is self, the world, and the devil. Those are your three worst enemies to live through this life till we get to God. And we got to remember that. Do we not going to make it and do it the way God told us to do it? I talked to y'all about that on some other things. To God be the glory. Be a social person, a loving person. Even if you're going through something, don't feel good. You still smile and go on and let people know you love them. And I hate this life. I hate this life because things ain't going in your life the way you want it to go. Okay? It says they are darkened in their understanding. You darken in your understanding. The Bible said out of all thy getting, get understanding. You got to understand. Hallelujah. And use common sense. To God be the glory. Understanding, from the life of God because of ignorance. Ignorance will make you not like you should be with God, and you're not standing in him and doing the thing you should do. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And you're darkened, meaning you see, because God is light. He brings light in your life. He brings love in your life. He brings joy in your life. He brings peace in your life. He brings understanding in your life. He brings kindness in your life. He brings tender mercies, and he help you with your attitude and your mind that ain't right. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. Y'all remember that. And he rages against all wise things. And that's so bad. Hallelujah. And you need to repent. That's what you need to do. If you're a person like that in isolation, feeling you ain't got nobody, you can't do nothing and stuff. Now, we're sympathetic with you, and we'll go to you. Hallelujah. Let we know we love you, but we know you got to pull out. If we get like that, all of us, we got to pull out and get our minds more elevated than that and seek God the more. But a person like that is ignorant, stupid, because they would not obey and do it the way God told them to do. And that's why they suffer needlessly and don't even have to suffer. We give God the glory for that. But God is a good God, and God puts up with a lot from us. Hallelujah. And ain't none of us like God. If God didn't come in and help us, even when the enemy tried to stop us and make us look bad and say things bad and shut people out of our lives, and we be ignorant and we put ourselves in isolation, staying to ourselves. Jesus went in isolation, but he was up in the mount. He had to go. But that's a different thing. If you're doing something for God and you're on a fast, God wants you to spend some time alone to get to him. Now, see, that's not ignorant. That's not ignorant because you're getting to God. But when you start letting yourself come in and start worrying about what people said and what thing don't go right because somebody don't, you stop doing the way God told you to do. And you can't do that because you got to see it to God be the glory yourself. Ain't nobody can see him for you. You got to see him for yourself. Every man, everybody got to have their own personal soul salvation with God. Hallelujah. Because he's the one that we need. Uh-huh. And we strive to be like him and obey him and do what he said. Uh-huh. He's the one that revealed everything in us in life and help us to come forth being the people we should be in him. So if we have a lack of knowledge, ignorance, and don't want to be know him, we're not going to get where we ought to be in life if we don't turn over and take him as our savior and do what he wants us to do. To God be the glory. Uh-huh. And he told us to go out into all the world. He didn't say some of the world. If you're going to be ignorant, then you're not going to do that. Well, I'm not going to such and such because of this and that. We have to go out sometime and we have to deal with people that even do things at times that hurt with us. And maybe we'll win a soul, but we don't have to stay around them. But we got to act in the way. That's why you can't be ignorant with God, and you need to get into the word of God and learn the knowledge of God, how to live for him. Hallelujah. And get away from that isolation, standing yourself thinking you know it all and you can fix it, because God is the one that's over everything. And we got to learn to trust him. Hallelujah. That's how you be pure in heart. It said only the pure in heart should see God. That means you have to lay aside every weight and sin and forgive, not carrying grudges in your heart. I ain't telling you that you can't do it if you ain't did it yet. I'm just making a proposal to you today, asking you all to think about it. Think about being in God and not being ignorant like that. It's so bad to be ignorant. When you're ignorant, you don't know things. You won't know things. You won't know how to do things, how to carry out things. You won't even know how to help yourself. To God be the glory. And if you can't help yourself, you sure can't help nobody else, because it comes to you first. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be prayed. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to do everything decently and in order, because God told us. He didn't make this world all together at one time. He did it a little at a time. One day he did something different. When he made one thing and then he went into the other. And that's the way we are in life. If we don't get everything from God at one time and he don't show us everything at one time, we get all disturbed and upset and stuff. And don't want to do what he said. But if we learn to take teaching and directions and keep love in our heart, hallelujah, we'll make it. We'll take it. We'll stand no matter what. Okay, ignorance are those who carry about idols. Did y'all know that? You know what idol is? Serving a God other than the true and living God, Jesus, our Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Serving somebody else. Hallelujah. Okay. Ignorance are those who carry about idols or wood. You know, wood can't do nothing but burn when you put fire on it. And who pray to God, gods that cannot save. Praying to God. That's ignorant to pray a God that can't do nothing. I remember in the time of Elijah, one of them, I know God had them. He prayed and God sent both of them, and he was having trouble with them in them days. And he prayed, and when Elijah prayed, that other one prayed, hallelujah, whoever it was, they prayed, and they didn't get no result. But when Elijah prayed, we want some results coming from God through our prayer. So we ask him to lead and guide us what to say and how to carry out things in life, and that comes only through knowing God, hallelujah, not being ignorant and stupid like that, thinking we know everything, and we ain't even got to listen to the word of God. I'm saying stupid because that's what ignorant is. Hallelujah. Stupid. And you don't want to be a stupid person. So everybody be standing around talking about the Lord, how good God is and what he done. And you standing there, you don't even know what he's about. Hallelujah. Because you hadn't worried the word of God. You hadn't tried to learn about him or nothing. And then you standing there looking all ignorant. But God said he wouldn't have us ignorant. Hallelujah. We only be ignorant from our own faults and our own ways, failing to pray and talk to God and obey him and do what he tell us to do. Uh-huh. Okay, listen to this. Ignorant people get whatever their foolishness, they get whatever they deserve. That's what ignorant people get. They get just exactly. Ain't no use to feeling sorry for them. If you ignorant and you don't want to accept God and receive his word and do the thing the way he's telling us to do it, ain't no use to feeling sorry. Hallelujah. But we can pray for them and have compassion for them, true. But we can't make them do nothing. They got to get a mind to make the change. Hallelujah. People will have to calm down a lot of time. Hallelujah. Even rich people. The Bible tells about a rich man. It's hard for them to get to heaven. And I can see why. Because, hallelujah, it's just so much. They got what they needed. And now you, sometimes you're short-sighted. When you're rich, I ain't saying everybody is, because we got some saved Christians that's rich too, but a lot of us think when we get that money is the answer to God being there. But the Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. That's when you don't see God through the money he give you. But long as you see God in it and ask him to direct you what to do with your money and how to carry out life and stuff, you all right. But don't get where let your money short sight you in seeing God and you be ignorant like that. To God be the glory. We give God the glory, honor, and praise. When you're ignorant, hallelujah, and you're a child of God, you ain't got no God's children ain't ignorant. No. They are not ignorant, hallelujah, because God says so. It said when you're ignorant, your wrong attitude, it comes in, even through your personality. People will see how you are. And you'll make mistakes again and again because you're really trying to fix this thing yourself and going to yourself doing this thing the way you want to do it and not the way God is telling us to do it, and you're ignorant. Hallelujah. God is in control. We should always live by every word of God. We got to do that. Hallelujah. Y'all say, I guess y'all say every Sunday she be saying, I'm going to say it, because you're clean through the word and you're healed through the word. Ain't no way you're going to get to heaven. Hallelujah. Except you accept God's word. If you be ignorant like that and don't accept his word and put yourself to yourself saying isolation, I'm all right. You know, I don't need that and I don't need God. Hallelujah. All of it reveals him. His word reveals him. And our nature as well. Hallelujah. The more we know of him and ourselves, the greater chance of us being obedient. And that's the truth. We got to know and see our faults and know ourselves and who we are and what we're doing. Hallelujah. And we got to have knowledge, not lack of knowledge. Okay. It said ignorance begets irrelevance, not relevance, but irrelevance. That is turn, it begets, and in turn it gets disobedience when you don't respect God. And the Bible tells us in all our way to acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. That's what we can't do it ourselves. Hallelujah. Okay, Proverbs 3 and 56 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will help you make it through and go through a straight path. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. That's some strong love. You don't put nothing before him when you like that. God received other love, though. Some of us have agape love, and we really deep in, but a lot of us are not. But still, God will help us. If we stay in him, we'll grow into it. We're not there, we can grow into it. But as long as we don't get into the word to see it and be ignorant and stupid like that, we're not going to get it. What we need to really be the people we should be in God. Hallelujah. God is everything. Turn everything over to Jesus. That's what you got to do. And look to hear from him. And that way you won't be an ignorant person. To God be the glory today. We're thankful for that. We all need to know that. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. It's just whatever God give us, we teach it and try to get it to you all and ourselves as well. It's helping us too. We're talking about us too. Because if we start doing these things and do it differently from what God said, we're going to be in trouble as well. Because we want God in our life, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. And he establishes us, everyone, one by one. Hallelujah. Through the word. What he wants us to be in life. Okay, I'm going to go along and y'all be encouraged on the day. I hope y'all got something out of that. Ignorance and isolation. We don't want to do that. Hallelujah. We don't want to. Hey, how you doing? You know, she did such and such to me the other day. I ain't speaking to her no more. You know, Don't matter. I speak to him gone by my business. I speak to people don't even speak back. Don't matter to me. As long as I'm doing my part, that's what gonna count. Because the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You got to get Jesus. See, I'm trying to show you. I could really carry you into some scripture, but I ain't got no time. That's why the Bible tells everybody to study, to show yourself approved. Not me, but yourself. All us doing that. A workman. All us a workman that need not be ashamed, right to divide the word of truth. Y'all be encouraged on today, and we love y'all very much. And I'm going to let Pastor People come on back now. We give God the glory and praise because we got to go out a little further on today. We thank God for everything. And we're going to go into prayer. To God be the glory. We've been moving along sometime doing things. We're going to have our prayer. And we always tell y'all at altar call time, we have our altar call and prayer. We come in. It's time for us. We got to get ourselves together and do what God wants and get serious about this thing. Hallelujah. Because all flesh is grass. And we are going down. We're not on this earth to stay. We're just passing through. And we want to be ready and done what God have us to do. Hallelujah. You ain't making you a criminal, making you feel bad and hard. If it takes you, hallelujah, some things are hard to swallow in God. I'd rather take it, even though sometimes I might not understand it or something, but take it because I know God tells us we're healed and clean through the word. And we give God glory today. And I always tell y'all to bring whatever it is. You're going through whatever you need out there. God is able to give it to you. Hallelujah, and meet your need, if it's spiritually, naturally, or physically. So he's able to help you with anything. Ain't nothing too hard for God. And we have to be encouraged on today and not be ignorant and not be isolated, saying God can't fix it, and the devil always bring that, and you ain't going to make it, and all that kind of stuff. Here come the devil. That's him. But tell him he's a liar, and he's the father of lies. And tell him I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Decree to him. Get him back off of you. Rebuke him. Hallelujah. Like the dead, shake the devil off. Rebuke him, resist and rebuke him. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And y'all be encouraged out there. And we give God glory, honor, and praise. And Father, we thank you for all that came in on today and giving me the strength and health and the mind how to teach this to your people. For I know not to do as I ought, and I totally depend on you. Because I realize my words ain't nothing, but it's your word coming through me. Hallelujah. And I'm your instrument. I'm your vessel. I'm your servant. Just waiting to hear from you and word in my mouth what to say. All of us worldwide, everywhere. Anything we say and do in the works that we do for you. And I pray for all those people out there, whatever they needs and our needs as well, we put them before you today, knowing that you ought to often finish our faith and you got it in your hand. The fatherless, the widows, those in the hospital, in the nursing home, in the prison, wherever people are, and whatever they need worldwide, everywhere, we pray that their needs be met and ours as well. And we thank you for all you've done, all you're going to do for the whole generation. And those that have asked for prayer, special prayer, some have talked to us a lot of time, I pray they get what they need. And we thank you so much for coming in and continue to bless us, even giving all trial and mercy on the highway, helping them on their jobs, in their home, with their family, just whatever it is, the need out there. I don't know it, but you know it. And as you know all our needs, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we pray and cry to you daily for strength, for help, because we realize we need you more and more every day. And as you bless your people worldwide, everywhere, making us what you want us to be, we ain't going to fail to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we thank you so very much for all you're doing for this whole generation, everything. Amen. We love you, God. And I'm going to let Pastor People come on forth and tell about the two things, the main two things that we do, our service and the TV and all. He'll tell you all.
Every Sunday morning around 11, we do our church service.
Not 11 all the time.
Around 11.
Yeah, it won't be.
It won't be 11 every time, no.
So God be
it was a little sort of early this morning, but church service every Sunday. And every fourth Sunday at 4 o'clock, we have our youth service. And that's at 452 Bellevue Street in Goshen, North Carolina, under Pastor Hubert Austin. We like for each and every one of y'all to, if you would, if you got time, just come by and be with us in service. If that's it for our service, we're going to do our benediction. And
God be the glory. He is in charge. We give him glory, honor, and praise, and we say thank you. Hallelujah. May the Lord watch, between me and thee, while we're absent, one from another. Thank you all for coming in and listening. And I hope y'all have a good life. And God, just look to God for what you need, because he's the answer today. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Amen. Thank you.